Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. I'm so glad you joined us today. And oh my gosh, I have such an amazing show today. I cannot wait to tell you about our next guest. Our first guest, our next and first guest is Carrie Cardinelli. She's going to be joining me today. And you know what? We always have so much to talk about, but we're going to talk about some topics that you do not want to miss, okay? First of all, let me remind you that Kingdom Bound is coming up. And that is July 20th through the 23rd. It is right around the corner, people. If you have not gotten your tickets, listen, you're going to be paying more. Get them right now. So make sure you get your tickets for Kingdom Bound, the most amazing Christian conference you will ever attend. It's life-changing. Get your family there. Stay overnight. I don't even know if there's still accommodations available, but check it out. We are all staying overnight. We want to see you at the WDCX tent. I will be speaking. Carrie Cardinelli will be speaking. And today, we're going to tell you about what we're speaking about. Two important topics. Number one, I will be talking about the Raw Truth Recharge, Seven Truths to Health and Fitness, Faith, Family, Food, Fitness, Detox, Sleep, and Stress Management, and how they are all vital to your health. How we can live that abundant life that we are designed to live through taking care of our temple, our temporary earth suit, our mobile home. That's what I'm going to be talking about at Kingdom Bound, and I'll give you a little overview on that today. Then, Carrie Cardinelli. You know Carrie. She does worship 1 to 3 here, and she's all over the place. She's an incredible worship leader, and she just has incredible talent all the way around. She is going to be talking about the mask of homosexuality. And I'll tell you what, this is, you know, a sensitive topic. She's going to be speaking about it at Kingdom Bound. She's going to be speaking today about it, giving us an overview of what she will be talking about at Kingdom Bound. And you do not want to miss this. So I also want to remind you that I will be teaching at the Outer Harbor on Labor Day at 11 a.m. I'm going to be teaching kickboxing down at the Outer Harbor, and it's going to be for free. For free. For you and your family and whoever wants to come, it's for free. It's outside, and I'm praying for an amazing, beautiful day. That is going to be on Labor Day. So mark your calendars for that, 11 a.m. Let's get that workout in, kickboxing at the Outer Harbor. All right. So can you tell I'm pumped up a little bit? I'm a little bit pumped up. Okay. When we come back, Carrie Cardinelli in the house. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
While the gender of your lawyer should not affect the outcome of your case, you should be at ease with the person representing you. At the car accident and injury law firm of Gelber & O'Connell, we have been advised by clients that there are times when only a woman can understand the issues facing another woman after a serious car accident. So, we have hired dedicated female accident attorneys to give you the option of meeting with someone who understands the special issues women face. For a free consultation, call 633-5050.
It's been quite the journey. In fact, it's been a lifelong journey. Hi, it's Carrie Cardinelli. If you're anything like me, when it comes to eating healthy and exercising properly, you need someone to walk beside you on your path to health and wellness. For me, that person is Robbie Roth. From food choices to nutrition to doing the right exercise, Robbie has the answers. I finally found success on the Raw Truth Recharge, Robbie's 4, 8, or 12-week program that includes a 7-day detox. Robbie will teach you how to eat and exercise properly. Because honestly, we need to learn how to be healthy. It does not come naturally. Robbie also offers private and semi-private fitness and nutrition coaching. If you've suffered through yo-yo dieting or type 2 diabetes, this is the help you've been looking for. Do what I did. Find out more about the Raw Truth Recharge at RobbieRaw.com.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
Okay, we are back. And if you are just joining us, my guest today, someone I love and admire, Carrie Cardinelli, is in the house. We are going to be talking about some topics you don't want to miss. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. It's been way too long. We're way overdue.
I know. We're way overdue. I don't need any caffeine because you are my caffeine. You are my energy shot.
Oh, well, I don't think you need any anyway. You got just as much energy as me, girlfriend. Well, you know, first of all, obviously, you're the host of Worship 1 to 3.
Yes.
And I love, love, love listening to that.
Thanks.
In the middle of the day, Carrie.
Thank you.
You just, I don't know, sometimes I think, you know, is she, like, reading my mind? Because a song will come on that I've been thinking about, and you just, you're so good at what you do. And, of course, you're an incredible worship leader who makes me cry every time you sing.
Thanks.
And what else are you doing? You're into so many things right now.
Well, honestly, the Lord is just laying a lot of things in my heart. And just about ministry, and not for myself, but for him to really, I don't know, freedom, and just to help people sort of break through wherever they're at in their life. I feel like, you know, I just had a conversation with someone the other day, and they're like, you know, I don't believe in counseling. I think things need to stay, you know, the past is the past. And I have a tendency to disagree with that, because I believe that, you know, our past can dictate where we're at in our present and even into our future if we don't get a hold of it. But once we have Christ in our life, in our lives and in our hearts, then he actually, I believe he is the one that could take us on that journey to go a little bit into our past to see, hey, you know, how did this happen to me? Because for me, and this is me personally, this is my opinion, I had to go into my past to help me understand why I was involved heavily for many years in the world of homosexuality for about 15 years, you know, which also led me into the whole pagan life and the occult life. And I was searching and searching and searching for the Lord. So, so God has really been laying a lot of that on my heart. I've been working on my book, which takes a lot because, you know,
I can't wait for that,
but I'm digging. I have to dig into my past, which is painful,
it
you
is
know,
painful.
For me to see what happened here. And the whole point of my book is going to be to help somebody else. It, again, my opinion, this is what happened to me. Everybody's different. Everyone is unique. Everyone has a unique story. This is mine. And if this could help you break out of any type of bondage, like that's our Christian language, but the truth is, it's bondage. You know, there are people that live in this world that don't even understand. They're under something that's like something's holding them back from being their fullest potential in the Lord. So, and I just find like God's given me all this energy, this boldness that I get from my mom and my dad, and I never really knew what to do with it. I mean, you know, it came out in anger for many years. It came out in just, you know, trying to be authoritative and sassy. And now it's like, okay, the Lord's like, Carrie, I've given you a voice. I've given you a heart. I've given you my spirit. So I want you, he's really like adjusted me and shaped me. And he's like, now I want you to go like speak on my behalf. And so that's really what he's doing now. And I can't really put my finger on it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I hear over and over from people how they love when you speak in between the songs and how they wish that they had more time to hear you. So, you know, people are hearing you,
yeah,
and they want to hear more. And, you know,
well, I have a lot to say. That's no lie.
Yeah. Well, so do I. And you know what? Not everybody has the gift of gab and, you know, the gift of really, you know, talking to people about, you know, what God is doing in their lives and glorifying and honor God. I mean, that's why we're here, to know God and to let him be known. And so if we can do that and he's given us the platforms to do that, then you know, he's in control.
Well, and honestly, I am called to be very relevant in my life and with him. My relationship with the Lord, the intimacy is very relevant to me. And so I can only be relevant. I don't have, I've been walking with the Lord solidly for 8 years, which isn't very long in the grand scheme of things when people look at their lives and how long they've been walking with the Lord. And people were saved when they were 2 and in the womb, and they're 12 and 18, you know. Everybody's got the date and time. And
right.
I know a month and the year, and that moment when God aligned me with him, I just was full out for him. But I sometimes feel like I'm on the outside a little bit where I don't speak fully the language. I mean, I do, but I'm just like, wait a second, just tell it like it is. Like, tell it like it is. You know, what is really happening? And,
yeah.
And, you know, so that's my goal too, is just to really shoot straight from the hip, which sometimes, people consider that to be a little tough love, or, I'm a little too intense, but I can't help it.
Well, you know what? I mean, I think it's a gift. And I think that one of the things that people admire about you, including myself, is that you are real, you are raw, you are the real thing. And you know, you speak the truth, and it's not sugar-coated, but people don't want sugar-coated, okay? You know, and I'm so glad you're writing a book. I mean, it is difficult. It is something that, I mean, I think about, you know, when I was writing my book, The Raw Truth Recharge, I cried so much during the faith and the family chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And it is kind of therapeutic to do that. It's painful. It is painful. But, you know, I cannot wait to get into this today, Carrie, because number one, you are speaking at Kingdom Valley.
Yes.
We both are.
Yeah.
So excited. Now, when are you speaking?
I'll be speaking on Thursday in the pavilion where all the, like the speakers will be pretty much in that pavilion area. Thursday at 1:30.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I am so, so happy. Thursday at 1:30.
Yes.
And so
Thursday the 21st. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know God's going to use you there, and I can't wait to see what God's going to be doing this year at Kingdom Mount, because the last 4 years that I had the privilege of presenting has just been, it was totally a God thing. And I know that you feel the same way. I mean, you know, it's like, it's nerve-wracking, but it's also such an incredibly humbling opportunity to glorify and honor God. And so when we come back, I want to talk about, first I want you to just tell me, you know, quickly, mm-hmm. when was that moment, and what was the turning point for you 8 years ago when you did turn your life over to the Lord? And also, I want to talk about the mask of homosexuality. So when we come back, we're going to get right into this.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth.
Expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
God delights in watching you enjoy life, but life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Bader wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Raw Truth team recommends. He's located in Williamsville at 5050 Sheridan Drive. Give him a call today, 634-2802.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
Okay, we are back. And if you're just joining us, listen, do not forget, Kingdom Bound is right around the corner. July 20th through the 23rd at Darien's Lake. What is it? It's an incredible four-day Christian conference. It starts on Wednesday night, the 20th, and goes until Saturday late at night, the 23rd. I'm presenting for the fourth year in a row. I'm so grateful for that. Talking about the Raw Truth Recharge, Seven Truths to Health and Fitness. And Carrie Carnelli is also speaking this year, and she is my guest today. And I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here, too.
And we are long overdue, as
it's
I said.
It's the only time we get to hang out.
I know, and catch up. So, you know, first of all, tell us, Carrie, you know, you mentioned that 8 years ago, you know, you gave yourself over to the Lord. What was going on?
Well, long story short, I was involved in many relationships and just really lost. And inside knew I was lost and felt pretty dark and empty inside. And the one day I just, you know, I remember my ex and I broke up. And I remember somebody asked, you know, are you going to go back to men? Or are you going to stay with women? And I said, you know, I don't want anything. I don't even know who I am anymore. So I need a break from everybody. I need to figure out who I am. And a couple of months prior to that, when I was proposed to from my ex-girlfriend, I remember crying out to God and saying, I need help. Like, I need to get out of this. I don't know what this is. I don't even know how to explain how I feel, but I just, something's not right. I need out. So anyway, we broke up. I went on my own way. And a few months later, I started hearing God a little bit. You know, I'd be somewhere and someone would mention the Bible. I'm like, oh, I used to read the Bible. And they're like, are you Christian? I'm like, well, I used to be. Or somebody would mention Jesus. And I'm like, I used to believe in Jesus. You know, or church, whatever it was, familiar things. And within a couple months, I was talking to my nurse practitioner, and she asked me what I wanted to do when I, you know, I was depressed and I was working at a job I didn't like. And she asked what I wanted to do. And I said, honestly, it's really weird, but I want to be a Christian singer. And she's like, are you a Christian? I said, not really. But I've always wanted to, like, sing about positive things. And so she's told me to check out the chapel, to go check out their music there. She thought I would really like it. So I ended up going, but the first message I heard was actually Pastor Dion. And I don't remember the message, but I remember how I felt. And I remember what I experienced. And I knew something shifted in me, and I'm like, I want more of this. So I went back the next week, and the messages over and over and over. And long story short, joined the choir, and they reached out and asked me to lead a song. And I said yes, but I wasn't fully, like, with the Lord yet. You know, I was sort of on the outskirts, like, learning it again and being like, okay, well, I know I believe in God. I believe in Jesus, but it's just something still missing. And I sat in my car that day rehearsing the song, and I knew something was wrong. And I'm like, I just can't do this because this woman that I'm listening to on the song, she's got something I don't have. And that moment, the Lord came into my life. I literally can remember sitting in my car and just talking to Jesus. And and that day I said, I'm done. I give you everything. I'm walking with you. I quit smoking that day. I quit. That was probably the biggest thing. I tangibly quit, but I just want to know more about you. So I dove in to learning about God. Mm-hmm. I joined every ministry I could find, any Bible study. I didn't care about relationships. I didn't think about even the gay thing. I didn't even think about it. I was just like, I just want to know about God. I want to understand your character. Jesus, we're back together now. You and I are reunited. Like, I just want to live my life with you. And about a year later, I heard a message, and that's when I learned, and it affected me, that homosexuality was sin. And I saw why it was sin. Because all those years, so I was a believer when I was younger, mm-hmm. and then I fell. And all those years I was searching for the Lord, and I couldn't get to him. And there literally, I could look back now and remember there was a wall between us. And I know now it's because I was choosing to live a life that he really didn't approve of. And he didn't approve of it because the truth is there's actually a lot of darkness attached to it. There is. But I was still a good person.
Right.
I was still a loving person. I had a heart. I still loved God. You know, I loved people. I loved family. But inside, deep inside, I was just really yearning for something deeper. And I find that what happened to me was that I was relying my identity on being a lesbian. That was my identity. That was my community. And that was filling the void. And it was all sexual desire. And it was filling my void. You know, the relationships, these relationships that actually were crazy, volatile. I mean, like, you know, and loving, but something was just twisted. It was twisted, and it had to do with me wanting to be validated, me wanting to find love and affection, not really trusting guys so much because, you know, women and men, you know, there's a wall. It's like, but I love even in the Bible talks about, you know, for women to respect, you know, wives respect your husband, love your wives. I see that. I just want to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was receiving a lot of that from women, but because it was so sort of twisted, there was a lot of emptiness involved. And so there's such a deeper level when it comes to talking about homosexuality, same sex relationships, however you want to name it, label it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something that's much deeper. And I find that as Christians, we have a tendency to just throw that term out there and label somebody that is, and then that immediately puts that wall up. And I believe, wow, what can I do to help someone understand, knowing my life and my past and what I was feeling and hurting inside when I was living that life, what could I do now if I've got someone in front of me that's living that life to say, hey, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to throw scripture all the time. I mean, look, I knew the truth.
Right.
I knew the truth. I didn't want to hear it. So there's something deeper going on, and I know I can get slammed by the gay community. I've already been, you know, but I do believe that there is, because I believe it is sin, and I believe that God did not intend for us to be in those relationships, and I know the truth now because I am walking with the Lord, and I'm single. I've been single 8 years, and he has literally flipped my desires because I just put my desires on him.
Right.
And you're who I want. So align me in my life. Tell me. I'm screwing up like crazy. So you obviously know. You're telling me in your word that you know what my life is about. You have the plans for me. You're telling me to rely on you, not my understanding, but your understanding. So if this is true, here you go. I literally am like, here it is. Take it, fix it, adjust it. And he did. And he is. And it's just one thing after the next. And I'm like, how can I not share that? And how can I not help people understand it on a deeper level?
I love it. I love it. I mean, when we take our hands off the wheel and we submit to him and say, take over my life, he will do it. First of all, I want to, you know, just commend you, Carrie, and say how grateful I am for, you know, your honesty and for coming forth with this, because I'm sure that there was a time you were thinking, you know, I don't know if I should do this. I could be judged by a lot of people. And, you know, the truth of the matter is, you know, you have walked through the valley, you know, so that you can help other people. God is using you in an incredible way right now. And I feel like, honestly, I feel so emotional listening to your story because I know your heart. Mm. And I can only imagine how, you know, Satan had such a hold on you at one time. And he does for all of us. I mean, I pray that his tentacles are not around the people that I love and the people that I don't know. But, you know, there is spiritual warfare at all times, isn't there? It's like if we don't, it's like crazy. If we don't continue to stay walking with the Lord and stay in his word on a daily basis, we are all subject to, you know, be caught in this spiritual warfare.
Well, and it's the same for anyone that associates themselves with being gay. I'm sort of tired of using the LGBTQ community because I look at everybody as an individual. No different than people looking at us as a Christian community. I'm like, look at me as an individual. You know, it's the same thing where, you know, as an individual, and I, listen, I have been challenged on both ends, and I told God, I'm like, I don't want this, okay? Like, you rescued me from this life. Like, can I just leave it in the past? Let's move forward, do something else. And he keeps nagging at me and nagging at me. And the one thing I want to say is that I do not want to be known as some gay expert, like ex-gay expert, any of it, none of it. I'm not. I don't even keep up with the news on it. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't. My thing is I don't care about who's coming out of the closet. I don't care about this. I don't care. Whatever. That's where I'm at. Because I don't want to consume my life with that. I want to consume my life with the Lord, the truth, and how to reach somebody without all the extra noise.
Amen.
And I believe, I really do, I consider myself to be an expert in redemption, without the big words, without the theological words, because I am. I walk through it. I know what it feels like for him to literally stick his hand. If you can imagine yourself in a like a dungeon, or like in war, like people are in these pits, this just deep place where, you know, I always think about the movie Noah, and I know people, there's all this controversy around it, but it's the one that recently came out, and I saw it, and certain things I didn't like about it, but there was this one part that probably nobody really remembers, but Noah's son's girlfriend, who was a pagan, was hanging out with all the pagans, and she was in this ditch, and Noah's son was in the ditch with her, and Noah's like, I got to get my son, and I remember the son trying to reach down into the pit to get this girl, and he did, and I'm like, that's what God did to me. So the fact that he had his eye on me, he had his thoughts on me, and he's like, I pick you, you're mine, you're my child, you have been out in the wilderness, I have got to come get you, because you're not getting it. I got to come get you. He came in, he came into the pit with me, he sat there, talked to me, and convinced me to take his hand to come out of that pit. So when I have somebody come up against me to challenge me, I'm like, look, I'm just going to do what he's asking me to do, because my life is his. I'm not here to glorify myself. I'm here to glorify him because of the power that he has in his love. And when you sit down with someone who's challenging, I find, for me, when I've sat down with people that are challenging, I'm like, if you and I could just sit down one-to-one, let's just talk about it. Let's, like, uncover some truth together one-on-one. You might teach me something, but let's at least see what else is going on under there.
Right, right. There's darkness all around us. And, you know, I believe that everyone listening to this today is thinking, wow, you know, there are things in my past that, you know, I wish had not happened. There's mistakes that I made. There was darkness surrounding me at this time. I can fully remember when there was spiritual warfare with this, or when I wasn't walking with the Lord at this time of my life. And then somehow God rescued me from that sinking sand, and praise God. But there might be other people right now who are listening who are still on sinking sand, and they don't know what to do. And we need to let them know that there's an hope in Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yeah, and it's anything. It's literally anything from gay, straight, having an affair.
Food addictions,
all of it. And I just believe that God can rescue us from anything, but we do have to turn our attention to it. And some are more difficult than others. Look, he pulled me out of the gay pit, but I'm still eating issue pit, you know?
Yes.
It's almost, he's like, Carrie, you got to do some work here. I mean, you're really twisting my arm. You know?
Well, you've done a lot, but we're going to talk about that.
Yes.
Well, listen, we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors, and I'm so grateful that you're here today. I'm sharing this and going to be sharing it at Kingdom Bound on Thursday of the week of the 20th. And I'll tell you what, it takes having faith. It does take having faith. I will be talking actually at Kingdom Bound about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how they are all vital to our health. The seven truths to health of it is that God placed on my heart after I had walked through some things. Mm-hmm. And with, you know, I'm sure with you, you know, there were times in your life where you wondered where God was. I know I wondered where God was. Sometimes I wondered if he even existed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reality of it. And we just need to be spiritually fit. And I want to talk about that when we come back from our endorsed sponsor. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
While the gender of your lawyer should not affect the outcome of your case, you should be at ease with the person representing you. At the Car Accident and Injury Law Firm of Gelber & O'Connell, we have been advised by clients that there are times when only a woman can understand the issues facing another woman after a serious car accident. So, we have hired dedicated female accident attorneys to give you the option of meeting with someone who understands the special issues women face. For a free consultation, call 633-5050.
And listen, water, what are you drinking right now, people? Water, it's the building block for our body, for our health. We need to eat clean, we need to drink clean, and it's time to do that. We know that there's chlorine, lead, who knows what else in our water. It's time for you to take a closer look at the water in your home. It's time for Water Cure USA. Water Cure USA, a Western New York-based company, knows how important pure water is for drinking and bathing. From whole house systems, which I have, which is incredible, to under the sink options, Water Cure USA has the right system for you at the price that you can afford. If you're tired of drinking funny tasting water with who knows what in it, or spending too much money on bottled water, don't do that. Give Water Cure USA a call right after my show. The number, 716-946-3598. Or go to watercureusa.com. Drinking pure water is the easiest thing you can do to improve your health. So give my friend Drew a call at Water Cure USA today.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
Okay, we are back, and I'm so grateful Carrie Cardinelli is joining us today. You hear her every day, Monday through Friday, and worship 1 to 3, and you play incredible music. But not only that, you just, I can feel the Holy Spirit coming out of you when you talk in between the songs. I wish you could talk more.
You know, you gotta let the music talk, and then I have my chance every once in a while.
But seriously, I mean, God is using you, even in that, you know, 30 seconds that you say stuff. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. And, of course, you're an incredible singer who should have a recording, you know, album out right now. I'm hoping and praying that happens someday.
It's in the works.
And you're writing a book.
Yes.
Fantastic.
A lot of things in the works.
And you'll be talking about the mask of homosexuality. Before we went to the break, I started to talk about faith and how we need to believe. And that's the first chapter of my book. When I talked about writing, or when I, actually I should say, when God placed on my heart to write a book, because I never thought about writing a book. I hated writing in school. I never even thought about writing. He actually placed these seven truths on my heart, and the first one being faith, because I had walked through so much. I mean, I was just sharing this with somebody last night, how when I was in my 20s, I was mixed up with something that was not of God. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking Scientology.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a very difficult time for my family. I did not see it. I had fallen away from the Lord. I was brought up in a, you know, in a Christian home, and I thought I loved God, but I just got mixed up in the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so really in the bottom of the pit that you talked about, I felt like I was on sinking sand and I was going down, 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 down. And then, you know, just all these other things started happening, and it's something I'm not proud of, but it happened. And, you know, God actually just
in the middle of Times Square, just the Holy Spirit just started speaking to me when I was working in Times Square for Bally Total Fitness, teaching classes, the top of my career on Broadway. God just spoke to me and said, I need you to come back. And I was praying. I literally was praying, God, I know what I'm doing right now is not of you. I know I'm not walking with you. Please take over my life. Take over my life, Lord, and help me to come back to you. Turn your face towards me and draw a line to me, and I'll draw a line to you, and just take over my life. And he did. Mm-hmm. It was that moment in the middle of Times Square that I will never forget, sobbing around people I didn't even know. But the truth is, you know, we have to reach out, because God loves us so much that he gives us free will, right? Mm-hmm. He will not force us to walk with him. He will give us that free will. And so we need to have, first of all, faith that whatever it is we're struggling with, whether it's homosexuality, whether it's the occult, whether it's affairs, whether it's a food addiction, whether it's pornography addiction, whatever it is, we need to have faith that God loves us and he will help us to, you know, walk away from that. If we just take our hands off of the wheel and say, take over my life. Amen.
Amen. You know, it's funny as you're talking about that, I'm thinking about, a lot of my friends get frustrated with me because I'm considered to be a bit of a digger. So I dig into people's lives. I love learning about people's lives. I love learning their stories. I meet someone and I'm like, either one I ask, and if they're married, I'm like, well, how did you and your husband or wife meet? I love hearing love stories. And I also have a tendency to ask people, so what do you eat in a day? I'm always looking for like new ideas, of, like what to eat, right? Well, the other thing I do is I'm really relentless when it comes to someone's got something that they're sort of hiding or they don't really know how to share. They're afraid to talk about it. I push and push and push. And the funny thing is I do it in a very sneaky, creative way. So they'll say, I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, okay. And then I'll wait a second. I'm like, so whatever this thing is that you don't want to talk about, now is there somebody that you would feel comfortable? Because if you don't feel comfortable telling me, I get it. I'll help you find someone. But, you know, is this something you think you should get out? No, I don't want to talk about it. And I'll wait a couple minutes. I'm like, okay, so when you say you don't want to talk about it, so I'm a little relentless when it comes to that. And as you were saying, I have come to find that God is very interesting and unique because he is actually a relentless God. So as much as he gives us free will to choose him, but I find he is also, and I'm grateful for that characteristic because it makes me feel connected to him because I see him do that with me, with situations in my life, and I see him do that with other people where he's like, you know, you have the choice to come to me, but hey, what about this? Hey, remember this?
Yeah.
Hey, how do you feel about that? So you just went through that. Does that bother you? Like, you know, I find that he does that, and that's what I love, because even though if you are not walking with the Lord, if you haven't given your heart to God, you don't know he exists, and you're crying out to him, I believe we still have to meet him halfway. But in time, as we're trying to get there, mm-hmm. as we're trying to get to that place to meet him halfway, because it's a struggle, he's still relentless with us, and he's poking and poking and poking.
Absolutely. He's pursuing us.
Yes.
And we don't even know it.
Right, 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 right.
It's, I mean, when you look back at your past and my past, you know, I can see that he was working on my heart at different times, and he was pursuing me, but I just kept turning my face the other way. It was just like, you know, I just did not want to hear it. I thought I did, mm-hmm. but I really was going the other way. And you know, having that faith that he will not leave us, he will not forsake us. When we take our hands off the wheel, he will be there for us. He will catch us. He will carry us, right?
And I have to tell you, just not to tie this into what I'm going to be talking about at Kingdom Bound, but that's really part of the story here, is that if you know someone in your life that is identifying themselves with, you know, LGBT, whatever, we put so much pressure on ourselves that we have to change them, or we've got all this anxiety, this angst, that it's like, what do I do? What do I do? My daughter wants to have surgery, or, you know, they're getting married and I don't know what to do. And I feel like, listen, at some point, take a load off yourself. It's, you're not, you're not going to change them. The Holy Spirit's going to change them. But it's almost as if let God pursue them. Let God allow you to be part of the pursuit.
Yes.
But you are the person that's going to be the light and the love, because you're either going to choose long-term ministry or short-term ministry. And if you care about your son or daughter or whoever's in your life that you care about, if you really care about them, then you're going to want to take some time to actually get to know them and be in a relationship with them. No different than God was pursuing you and pursuing me to be in a relationship with us, to get to know us so we can get to know him, so that at a point we could be like, hey, I actually want to be with you because you're somebody I want to be with, you know? And
yes.
So I ended up starting a support group at the chapel.
Awesome.
It's the third Monday of every month. If anyone out there listening, you need some support, you just need to just share your story about, you know, anybody in your life that's living in that and you don't know how to deal with it, you can always contact me at carriecardinelli.com, or the information's on the chapel's website under the support group. But that's what we talk about. We talk about how to engage in relationships to build that bridge of just, you know, conversation and community with that person that you love, because the last thing you want to do is allow your anger at their sin to push them away.
Right, and that will happen, and it happens all the time.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I feel, you know, that people are like, okay, you know, you're on Christian radio, so you know I'm not walking with the Lord, and yeah, let's not just even have a conversation about anything, mm-hmm. because it might come up.
Right.
And you know what? We don't judge other people. I want to make sure that people who know that if they are struggling with, you know, homosexuality, they're not going to be judged coming to this, you know, at the
chapel. Oh, my gosh, absolutely not.
They're not even going to be judged coming to our seminars at you know, Kingdom Bound, whether it's homosexuality or coming to the Raw Truth Recharge, 7 Truths to Health and Fitness with your hamburger and french fries and your milkshake.
And the Andersons in the back.
And the Andersons in the back of the time.
The mint tingling hanging out in the back. Hey, eat your scoop and listen to Robbie talk about it.
Right. You know, there is no judging.
No,
I mean, I was talking about this yesterday because John DeShulio from WBBZ TV, he will be joining me to do... we're going to do a fun question and answer, eat this, don't eat this, mm-hmm. Game show at the end of the seminar. And he said, Robbie, you know, what about if people are sitting there eating their hamburger and french fries? You know, I'm like, listen, you know what? That's okay. I mean, there's sometimes.
You still have a job to do.
I still have a job to do. It's happened before. I have been speaking to audiences where they're putting their Pepsi underneath the chair while I'm talking. But there is no judging going on.
If you ever run into her at Wegmans, I'm telling you, I've experienced it. And you know, the first thing I do is I look at my card. I'm like, what's in here? What's in here?
Hey, the same thing used to happen to me when I was shopping for my mother. You know, I would have, you know, I don't know.
Cannolis.
Yeah, cannolis in my car. People are like, really, Robbie? Okay, you're speaking the truth here now. Hey, you know what? The fact of the matter is, you know, this sounds kind of cliche, but I don't know what the future holds, but I do know who holds the future.
Mm-hmm.
And we do know who holds the future. So there is no judging going on. Whatever work's going to be done in someone's heart is going to be done by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, but there's not a coincidence that people cross our paths, right?
Right.
I mean, I keep thinking of this gentleman that when I was speaking at Kingdom Bound last year, who came up at the end of my seminar when I was talking about the food segment, and he came up crying at the end of the seminar and said, Robbie, I have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, I have this, I have that. This guy, he had tears rolling down his face and said, I need your help. I am sick. I am exactly what you're describing, and I need your help. Long story short, he came to one of my seminars that I was giving, a free seminar, and signed up to do the detox. Before he even started the detox, what happened was he woke up the next morning and had had a stroke. He couldn't move one side of his body. And this is actually one of the volunteers for Kingdom Bound. And, you know, I said it was not a coincidence that he was in my session. It will not be a coincidence that people are in our sessions at Kingdom Bound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do believe that God works in that way. And when, you know, if you just show up, and because there'll be non-believers showing up there, I know. There will be people who are just kicking the tires. I know.
Mm-hmm.
There will be people who are seeking God and earnestly seeking God. I know that. But we need to remember that the one who created the universe and everything in it loves us and created us, loves us for who we are, and he will continue to pursue us no matter what.
right? He's not going to give up on us.
Relentless.
Relentless. He is relentless. He is, you know, pursuing us. And I love Jeremiah 29:11. It's been on my heart quite a bit lately because of my two daughters graduating and going to school.
You're turning into that real Italian mother, you know?
I know.
I feel like they're going to leave the driveway and you're going to have black cloaks all over you. Oh. Just like the veil.
I'm telling you. They're not leaving the driveway. I'm driving them out of state. And I am going to be, I don't know if you saw my Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't seen 2.
2. Well, okay. For anyone whose children are going away to school, don't go see it, okay? Because you will cry through the whole thing. I mean, literally, it's about their daughter going on to school. And this will, I cry through the whole thing. It is me to a T. But, you know, God knows. You know, he knows the plans he has for us to prosper and not harm us, to give us hope and a future. And Jeremiah 29:11 promises us that. And I'll tell you what, you know, I just, Carol McLeod and I just talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You know, she has 5 kids. Her daughter's going to India. And, you know, my 2 girls going away to school at the same time, 6 years apart. I never thought that would happen. We need to let go, let God. But in the midst of all of this and having the faith that we have, and we're talking about faith right now, having the faith that we have, it's okay for us as Christians to cry. It's okay for us to say, you know what, I am sad about this. I feel I'm happy for you as my child. I know that God has a plan for you, but I'm going to miss you. That's okay to say. I'm going to miss you.
You know, I was speaking the other day at a group, and we were talking about a scripture in James, and I read the Message version of it, and I thought it was really interesting because I'm trying to find it right now, but I think it's James 4:10, and in it, in the Message version, it says basically to just cry it out. Like, he gives us permission. It actually says, like, you have permission to hit rock bottom. And not saying that everybody assumes rock bottom is like, you know, you're a drug addict and you end up in rehab. That's what they assume rock bottom is. And I'm not really sure. Everybody has their own definition of rock bottom. But here it is. It says, so James 4:10 says, so let God work his will in you. Yell a loud no to the devil and watch him scamper. Say a quiet yes to God and he'll be there in no time. Quit dabbling in sin. Purify your inner life. Quit playing the field. Hit bottom and cry your eyes out. And I remember looking at these women who were pretty down and out. And I said, you know, and are pretty much at rock bottom. And I said, right here in scripture, God is saying, whatever spot you're in is exactly okay. Like, he permits the spot. Mm-hmm. He allows us to hit it and to cry our eyes out, because then he says, it's the only way you'll get on your feet. And so I'm not saying that, you know, you're at rock bottom because your daughters are going away, but in your heart, you might be. You're in your heart, you're like frantic. You know, any mom or dad out there that, you know, is so connected and emotionally connected to your kids, and like, you love your kids so much, you know, you just, you know, you want them to do well, but you don't want them to leave, and you're scared and you're worried about them. And if something happens, and you're not there to protect them. But even in your own walk as a woman of God, when you get to your alone space where you're not caring for anybody else, this is just you giving your heart to God and say, God, I need you to mend this. I need you to help me calm down and give me peace. He's saying, hit that bottom and cry it out.
Right.
Like, that's surrender. Hitting bottom actually is getting your knees on the ground. It's surrendering. That's hitting rock bottom to me.
Oh, yeah. Asking him, entrusting. You know, I mean, the only way I can, you know, think about this is Proverbs 3:5, you know, through 6 is, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. It does not say in some of your ways or lean on him in only part of your life. But in this part, you stay in control and you worry and you, you know, he tells us not to worry. He tells us not to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough worries of them own. I am not going to worry about my children. I'm not going to worry about what tomorrow brings, but I am going to miss them. And I am, it's okay to say that.
Yes.
I mean, as a Christian, it's okay to, you know, I grieve, you know,
I think, you know, when I wrote the book, The Raw Truth Recharge, and what I will be speaking again about at Kingdom Bound is the faith, family, food, fitness. That family section is when I grew most, when I was in the darkest times, when I lost my sister, when I lost my mother, when I lost my father, and how I had absolutely nowhere to turn except to cling to the Lord. And He gave me peace that surpasses all understanding, even mine. I used to say to my husband, if anything ever happens to my mom, there is no way I'm going to be able to walk through that. There is no way. You were at my house shortly, just a few weeks before I lost my mom, and I was going without sleep. It was just a crazy, crazy time. And I kept saying, I'm not going to be able to handle it. I'm not going to be able to handle it. The minute my mom took her first breath in heaven, there was peace that surpassed all understanding. Mm-hmm. And same with my sister when I was there holding her hand on this side, holding my mom's hand on this side, holding my father's hand on this side, as God embraced them, you know, in heaven when they first took their first breath. So, you know, having that faith, I just kept crying out to God, Lord, help me get through this. Lord, You are sovereign. Lord, You will not harm us. You will not forsake us. You will not leave us. I need You now. It's, sometimes we don't have the words. We don't even know what words to say in praying. Do you find yourself like
that? Yeah, and I find that, you know, we can get advice from so many people, and we can end up filling our minds with opinion after opinion, even if they're good opinions. But the truth of the matter is, at the end of the day, when you lay your head down on the pillow, I feel that's the moment where you sort of, or you have an alone time, whenever it's at, that's when you sort of reestablish your faith with the Lord, where you're like, okay, all this stuff is going on, but do I trust You? I do trust You. And if I don't trust You, I want to trust You. So what can I do, God, to grow my faith, to grow my trust in You? And always, without fail, there is no other answer than reading the Word.
Absolutely.
Because when you're just sitting here proclaiming these things, declaring who He is, declaring His promise to you that He's not going to forsake you, that's the Word. That's the truth. Those are our tools. And so, you know, it's so important to study and understand, and not just study because you're supposed to, but how cool is it to get into the mind of God?
Mm-hmm.
We have complete access to it in the Bible. And so, but I feel that at the end of the day, in that personal, intimate time with Him, that's when your faith is really, like, solidified. You know, not when you're talking to people and getting opinions. All that is good, but when you take it, you receive it, and then you bring it to God and be like, is this what You want me to believe? And through that conversation with Him, your faith strengthens.
Absolutely. I say, you know, the Bible acronym, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. I saw that one time a long time ago, and I love it. We're going to go to our indoor sponsors, and then we got to close this up.
I can't believe it.
I could talk for 5 hours. We just need to have our own talk show, Carrie.
I know.
All right. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
It's 2016, and nearly half of the marriages are failing. There is a code you need to protect your marriage and your family with. Christian marriage counselor Jack Mamo has cracked open the code and is passionate about changing the current pattern of high divorce rate as well as harmful family breakups. If you're afraid the conflicts you're having could lead to divorce, if you've failed in the past and you're not sure you want to try again, maybe you're getting married and you want to make sure that you're doing it for all the right reasons, whatever your situation is, do not lose hope. Jack Mamo wants to help to walk you through the struggles and share the marriage code with you. Contact him for one-on-one coaching session or set up a marriage conference for a larger audience. Connect with Jack at themarriagecode.net and pre-order a copy of his book, The Marriage Code, today. Themarriagecode.net. God's marriage in the marriage code is the solution for you. Give him a call at 416-770-0227. Again, 416-770-4227. Themarriagecode.net.
God delights in watching you enjoy life. But life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Bader wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Raw Truth team recommends. He's located in Williamsville at 5050 Sheridan Drive. Give him a call today, 634-2802.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth. You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you seven truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certifications. With 30-plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's Word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Today.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
All right, we are back. Oh my gosh, Carrie, the time went way too fast.
I know, it always does.
Listen, I am so excited you're teaching at Kingdom Bound on Thursday at 1:30.
Yes.
I'm also teaching at 1:30 on Thursday, Friday, and
the battle
Saturday.
Begins.
That's okay.
It's
God,
okay.
God will...
We're
you know,
operating in the kingdom.
That's right. That's right. And I'm just so grateful that you're going to be presenting this year.
Thank you.
It's going to be amazing. And I'm grateful that I am too. Thank you, Lord, for using us for your glory. And I just always pray, decrease us, increase you. You have a website. What is it?
Yeah, it's just CarrieCardinelli.com. And on there, I've got events on there. I've got my story. I've got testimony. I also offer breakthrough sessions. You can get information on there if you need some. I'm a recovery life coach, so if you need some of that, it's on there as well. And you can email me, questions, whatever. But Carrie Cardinelli, Cardinal with an E.
Yes, I love it. Carrie, I'm just so grateful that you took the time to talk with me today, and I hope we can do this again soon. Let's not wait too long.
I know.
Time, okay?
Too long. Okay.
Definitely. Listen, don't forget about Kingdom Bound the 20th through the 23rd. Come and see Carrie and I at the WDCX 10, or we'll be floating around the entire grounds. And come to our sessions. We'd love to see you. Again, she'll be talking about the mask of homosexuality. I'll be talking about the Raw Truth Recharge, seven truths to health and fitness. Go to kingdombound.org. Have a beautiful week, everyone, and God bless.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.